so much for that introduction. I almost felt myself getting filled with tears when I think about the accomplishments of the young people and think about myself when I was 17 years old. And quite honestly, I don't recall having a community as large as this, as diverse as this, being supportive of me. I have my family, but not a community. And so you all are just so very fortunate to have such. So again, good morning and thank you. I'm just so delighted to be here. I want to set the stage by saying a particular good morning to Annalise, Olivia, Daniel, Chelsea, Sarah, Madeline, Bukaya, Juan Carlos, Lacey, Stephanie, Caroline, Kareem, Naya, and Corinne. I am very honored to be invited to share some remarks with you this morning. I'm looking over here because when the students were invited to stand, it appeared that they were all in that area, so pardon me for not looking this way. But I'm very honored to have been asked to share some remarks with you, and frankly humbled by the leadership for the reasons that I mentioned. When I was 17, I don't think I thought of myself as a leader. But at this stage in my life, I've come to know a few things that I'd like to share with you today about leadership. And I suspect you already know this, and you might be inspired to have even more confidence than you do because you'll have a label for what you do instinctually. I want to share these kind of five big ideas that I've concluded, and this is after years of research and consulting or partnering with colleagues at the same stage of life that I am, and you know, and talking with them is kind of like, gosh, when we think about it, there are five things that we really focus on, and I don't mean to say it's easy five things, but five big ideas. So I'd like to share those with you, and I do want to bring in some people from popular culture to make the point, so you all can really relate with these individuals. The first one, the first big idea, you've already heard, and many of the speakers before me have mentioned this, and that is to pursue your dream, no matter what the obstacles are. Pursue your dreams. For me, as I mentioned, I didn't, at 17, certainly didn't have such a wonderful, diverse, rich group of individuals who were supporting me in my dream, but I had a family who just was there for me day in and day out. And they enabled me to pursue my dream. And as I looked at pop culture, an individual that stands out for me, surprisingly so, but when I look at his background, is Chance the Rapper. Right? The young people know who, among the young people, I suspect many of you know who Chance the Rapper is, right? Yes? Just do a raise a hand so I can get a, okay, look, all the young people, I love it. So here's what I love about Chance the Rapper, frankly, is that this is a young man who broke into the music industry on his own terms. He doesn't have a record label, he doesn't have a producer or promoter. He won a Grammy several years ago for the best rap album. I don't like the lyrics of his music, but I like the premise that this is a person who grew up, as is often referred to, the rough side of Chicago, who I suspect didn't have many people who believed in him, but he believed and pursued his dream despite the obstacles. And that's the piece. I mean, it's one thing for us to say, for those of us who've been on this path for a while, to say, gosh, stay with your dream. You know, don't let anybody deter you. But here's what I'm going to let you know. There will be obstacles along the way. So you have to put them together. Pursue your dream no matter the obstacles. And for me, when I think about an individual from pop culture, I think about someone like Chance the Rapper, who, gosh, going up against the big music labels to say, I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to stream my music and make it available to whoever wants to get it. And he was acknowledged, I believe, in a very big way when he received the Grammy in 2016. So the first big idea I'd like you to consider is pursue your dream no matter the obstacles. The second one, my favorite, in fact, actually my next one's my favorite, but this is one of my favorites. Focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses. So this is going to sound like it's counter to what you hear in school, right? So you get your report card, or you get your mid-year review, and you have, let's say, out of four courses, you have three A's and one C. What are your parents or your teachers going to have you focus on? The C. How do you get the C up to an A? And while I'm not suggesting you should not pay attention to that feedback and coaching, as you graduate from high school, as you get into college, as you move into the world, it's most effective for you to focus on your strengths. Because guess what I've come to know? That we are all uniquely created with a certain kind of DNA that's unique to us. There's no other person that was created that's like you. And the sooner you get to tap into that strength or that uniqueness, the sooner you'll be able to pursue and continue to realize the greatness that you were brought here to do. So someone from pop culture that really resonates for me is Ellen DeGeneres, right? How many people know Ellen DeGeneres? Most people do, right? Even the young people are raising their hands. When I think about Ellen and what she's done in her time of being a talk show host, and a personality, she is such an inspiration for me as it relates to the idea of focusing on your strengths. When she came out as a lesbian, as a gay woman, the industry, I mean, you could, the shockwaves were just humongous. And rather than get caught up in, okay, well, I am a lesbian and fighting for gay rights, her focus was on her strengths. She focused on her strength. She didn't get distracted, right, by what media and people were trying to take her to. So, again, focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. We look to someone perhaps like Ellen DeGeneres, who I just have so much respect for her. The next big idea, so we have follow your dreams despite the obstacles. We have focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. The next big idea is this idea of not letting setbacks set you back. Because in life, guess what? We will have setbacks. As you're pursuing your dreams, as you're focusing on your strengths, you will be met with setbacks. But don't let them be a setback. The young person from popular culture that really just resonates for me around this idea is Malala Yousafzai. I always mispronounce her last name. Yousafzai, right? How many people are aware of Malala? Yes. And this young woman is such an inspiration. She's currently studying at Oxford. And we probably know the story. Because of her upbringing with two very well-educated and liberal parents, being exposed at an early age in an environment where girls were not expected to do anything, much less go to school and be educated, she was inspired by her parents, her first role models, I suspect, and became an advocate in her own way in her little community. And because of that, the Taliban went after her. And we know that there was an attempted assassination on her life on a school bus on the way home. She survived that to tell her story and to serve in this world for inspiration for all of us, young people and those of us not so young, in the same way. Setbacks happen, but don't let them be a setback. I think she is a wonderful model for how that is the case. The next big idea that I want to share with you is this notion of having a network, right? So one thing you'll learn as you continue to grow and develop as the young leaders you are today is that you can't go it alone. And having a network of people that you can rely on, that you can get back to, that you can partner with is so essential. And that's exactly what this community here this morning is all about. I love hearing the story about Mr. Garvin starting it and then building it one person at a time, starting it with an idea. It starts with a network. So the person from pop culture that comes to mind for me that I think does a great job in that regard is Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick. How many people are familiar with Colin Kaepernick? Great. And we know the story about Colin Kaepernick. I don't need to go over that. But what's important for me is how he has now reached out and has leveraged his celebrity to partner with other celebrities to build a community to support underrepresented individuals across the country. And he has, there's an interesting program I noted the other evening that he has called Know Your Rights Camp. It's a camp, a summer camp, that kids can attend and learn about their rights. And he leverages, again, his celebrity to get support of that. So that's an example of having a network and using it to your advantage. So the final big idea I want to leave you with is this idea of, despite you're going after your dream, regardless of obstacles, despite you're going from strength to strength, or rather not focusing on weaknesses, but focusing on your strength, in spite of your ability to not let setbacks be setbacks, and despite your ability to have success or not with the network, at the end of the day, it really is about keeping things in perspective. Keeping things in perspective. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the last gentleman that was just recognized here for the really wonderful work he's doing in the Metro West area. But Mr. Diego Lowe, right? That's what's important. The work that he's doing is an example of what's important. It's important to strive to be perhaps the next Chance the Rapper or be an executive or start your own business or, you know, buy a big house or have a fancy car. All those things are important. But if we're not reaching out, keeping our perspective and helping those who need our help, then it's a missed opportunity. So this is going to be an interesting person from pop culture to use as someone who keeps perspective. And I just want you to consider this for a moment. And the person that I chose for that is Tiffany Haddish. How many people know Tiffany Haddish? Okay, see, the young people are smiling. And she is a comedian and was most recently featured in the movie Girls Trip. And some people would describe her as an overnight sensation. The reason I call her out as someone to keep her perspective is if you know her history, you can only imagine that she had to keep her perspective along the way. At 9 years old, she was expected, due to a tragic incident with her mother, to be the mother of her siblings at 9. When 9-year-olds should be playing with dolls, she was expected to be a mother. And because she wasn't capable to be a mother, lots of stuff happened, they went to foster care, et cetera, but there was a moment that I've heard her reference before, and I think it's interesting, where she was getting in trouble in school, lots of trouble, and at the time, her teacher said, look, you have a choice here. You can go in a program that was set up for students who were not going to succeed, deemed as not going to succeed, those awful programs in our system, or you could go to comedy camp. And she chose comedy camp, and the rest is history. But I put her forth as an idea of someone who kept perspective. Presumably, I have not talked with her, I don't know her personally, but gosh, I can't imagine being 9, being expected to parent my siblings, and then not giving up, but coming out on the other side okay. So, as I conclude here, the point of my message to the young people this morning, because that was my intent to communicate to them, was that first I want to commend you on your leadership already at the tender ages of 16, 17, 18. Already, Secondly, I wanted to offer to you some of the big ideas that those of us who've been on the path a little longer than you have concluded for you to just to reinforce what you're already doing. And once again, just so you don't forget, you know, follow your dream despite obstacles, build on your strengths instead of weaknesses. Don't let setbacks set you back. Leverage and build on a network and keep your perspective. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you all this morning.